This is Inside Agriculture. COVID-19 is a real crisis for rural healthcare providers. That's according to one industry expert. Alan Morgan is CEO of the National Rural Healthcare Association, a nationwide nonprofit membership organization made up of hospitals and health-related facilities across rural areas. He says COVID-19 is a very real crisis for rural communities.
A lot of the other topics we would have talked about regarding rural and rural healthcare still apply, and they intertwine with the COVID-19 concern that we have right now. And I say that because rural America is older, sicker, poorer. A greater percentage of chronic health needs among populations of rural communities. This is the population most at risk for COVID-19. And at a time where you've got these communities that have a large population of seniors and serious chronic health needs, rural America is unfortunately defined by chronic health care shortages as well, too.
Along with other significant health care issues in agricultural areas.
Before, they postponed all the revenue-generating procedures at their facilities. So right now, they're in a cash crunch out there, and it's a particularly bad time for rural hospitals from a financial standpoint, number one. Number two, they're struggling, as I think all providers are, with accessing personal protection equipment.
Internet connectivity is essential for navigating the new normal brought on by social distancing. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
In these days of social distancing, how important is internet connectivity?
I can't stress how critical that is to so many pieces of the situation.
Nathan Oley with the Rural Community Assistance Partnership says at the top of his list is telemedicine or telehealth.
You know, many doctors are encouraging to do telehealth appointments right now. Doctors' offices are overwhelmed with requests for appointments and for tests. And so telehealth is an incredible piece of that puzzle. And if you don't have internet access, you can't participate in telehealth.
Good internet access also is important for livelihoods as more and more people who can telework.
They may have some access, but maybe it's not sufficient access to ensure they've got access to telehealth, access to resources for their kids that are trying to stay up with their schoolwork that may need to be able to access files or projects online. It hits really all sectors of not only our economy, but daily life.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.